When I was over there in 72, they called them ground nuts. That's not a bad nut. No. Name. It's going to come out of ground. What other kinds of nuts do you have that you know about?
Walnuts and hazelnuts, hickory nuts. And,
right. Okay. Another kind of nuts that grows down south, long and flat shape. You can get a Joy, a chocolate bar of Joy, it's called,
yeah.
With a Hershey, with what in it? You know what that
pecans.
Is? Pecans. Pecans, and another nut, too, that's that you use with it.
Olive?
No.
Oh, that's not a nut. That's
no. Long and flat shape, something like your eye, with a thin, porous shell. It's this one right here. How would you pronounce that one?
Almond.
Okay, that's it. Almond nut. What to? Let's see. Oh, I've got this one. Okay, the next. A kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon. If there's a bowl of... That's probably her now. Let's see. Well, as we were playing this back, we heard the telephone ring and Ms. Allen picked it up again to answer it. It was on this tape. Well, we're ready now with number 55, page 55. We got the word... Well, did I get you to say that word? It's kind of like a lemon.
I don't remember.
And a kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon. You know, you squeeze it and you drink that kind of juice a lot of times. If there's a bowl, the name of the fruit pronounces the color of the skin. Now, not lemon, but what?
Orange.
Sure. Okay, fruit that you eat for breakfast then. That's right. That's the same word. If you had a bag of these oranges and found there were none left, you might say, why there's none left. What would you say why they're...
Oranges are all gone.
Right, they're all gone. And that's the word I wanted you to say is all gone. Okay, now, what are those little red vegetables that are peppery? Little, you grow them in springtime out there and you pick them up and eat them. Little red.
The radishes?
Yeah, sometimes they're long white, but little red ones too. And what's that round red things that grow on leafy plants staked up in the garden? You slice it and put it in your hamburgers. You have, there's ketchup is made out of it.
Peppers?
No, ketchup is made out of it. Red fruit grows out there. You slice.
Tomatoes?
Yeah. What do you call it?
The tomato.
Right, tomato. Okay.
Yes, and meat.
Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
Potato.
Right. What kinds of potatoes are there when you use...
An Irish potato.
Or when you use the word potato, what do you mean?
Irish potato
there are other kinds.
A sweet potato.
Well, when you don't say sweet potato, you mean...
Irish potato.
The Irish potato, when you say taters and...
Potatoes and beans.
Yeah. But you'd eat potatoes and beans, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best kind of grams there are. But there's a kind of potato that's with yellow meat.
That's a sweet potato.
Yeah, is any other particular name or kind? What's it called besides sweet potato sometimes? Starts with a Y.
Yams.
Uh-huh, okay. Now there's something that we ate a while ago over there that Mabel didn't want any of it. And we figured that because you and I ate it that they can smell it there on the table.
Onions.
Amen. They're good too, weren't they?
Sure was, the beans.
Now there is the little young fresh ones that you eat. Oh. Well, that's still, what do you call those little same thing that you just said, but in the springtime you might some little fresh ones that you eat?
Green onions.
Okay. What's that kind of vegetable that you can eat fried or you can eat it stewed? It's real slimy. What's that, you know, it's kind of... A vegetable that grows in the garden, you clip off the pod and you cut the pods up and fry it. Or you can have a stewed one. If you're not careful, you eat a stewed kind and it goes down without you biting it. What's that kind of...
Okra.
Sure. You know, it's interesting how... It